Welcome to the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast. If you want to learn how to build a profitable business online on Amazon, go to www.onlineempireacademy.com. In this episode, why does owning your own business really, really suck? That and more coming up.
You're listening to the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast, the proud home of dad entrepreneurs, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey toward entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes. No living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. Just real, actionable, and realistic entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now. Now, here are your hosts, Brett Bartlett and Dean Soto.
Cool. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast. My name is Dean Soto.
And I am Brett Bartlett.
And we are here to talk about entrepreneurship just ways to start making some money online, some low-hanging fruit and things like that, all the goods and the bads. So welcome, welcome. Hey, what is up, my man?
Man, my daughter Cambria has her first little cold.
Oh man, that sucks. Yeah. That sucks. So
she had kind of been off for the last couple days, and we kind of kept saying, "Oh, maybe she's fighting something. Maybe she's fighting something." And then we took her temperature today, and it's nothing big at all. But it's she's 11 months old, and she's 11 months old today as of this recording.
Man.
And yeah, so she had a little bit of a fever, but. Anyways, as a dad, it just breaks your heart. I'm sure you're pretty used to colds now, but you know, for me, it's like I was kind of hoping maybe she'd live her whole life without ever getting sick. So,
yeah, isn't it the worst? Because especially when they have like the sniffles and you can hear them, they're like they can't breathe very well, and you're like, oh, there's nothing I could do. I want to fix it.
Yeah, and I think it's hard too because she's, you know, obviously she's only 11 months old, so she's not giving me a whole breakdown of her symptoms or anything.
Yeah.
So yeah. You just gotta kind of hope that, you know, they're not feeling too bad. But anyways, that's kind of what's going on with the fam. With business, man, everything's going good. Every day just zooms by. I mean, it's just I wake up I'm always up around 6:30. 6:45, get up, start work. My daughter wakes up for a little bit. I watch her for a little bit. I even had to cut the time down on that a little bit. And boom, I'm working from 8:30 till I go to bed. I don't know. And then it's just like I get up and do it again. I love it. It's really a blessing. But at the same time, kind of talking about what our topic today, why owning your own business sucks. There's certain things that I think a lot of people try to they don't talk about when it comes to owning your own business. But anyways, yeah, man. Just I'm just trying to keep up right now. That's my game plan. But business is going good. Sales are going well. Yeah.
Cool. No, that's good. Yeah, it's funny because I remember not. I mean, probably January when I would call you and. You know, I probably 9 out of 10 times you would answer the phone and you'd be like, you know, you'd be everything would be hunky dory and stuff. But we've been so busy, even just you and I on things that now I call and it's like 1 out of 10 times you'll answer. And I'm like, oh, man, it feels so bad. He doesn't. I don't think you sleep like 2 hours a night, I think. So,
you know, yeah, it's weird. When you start to, you know, really it's because we're juggling so many different things. So, I never knew what it was like before to have to prioritize even phone calls, you know? And so, when you call, even though I want to talk about what you want to talk about, probably more than what I'm currently doing, it's kind of like, okay, I got to get this done. And then I can call Dean back.
Exactly. Exactly.
So anyways, yeah, man, it's crazy, but it's super fun.
Love it. Love it. Cool. So, yeah, everything's cool on my end. I'm going to probably talk about talk about what's been happening when I talk about why business sucks, why owning your own business sucks. Because, and you know what it is, you already know the story, but I'm going to leave you guys, I'm going to leave you, the listener, hanging. but I promise it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it for most people, I would imagine. But cool thing, we have a very special treat, I'm always asking you guys to give us some voicemail feedback, give us some email feedback, anything like that. And you know what? Actually, we do have an email feedback that I'm going to bring up later when you talk, when you are talking, because you talk a lot, and I can probably just take my time and sort through this stuff. And just joking. And so we have actually two pieces of feedback: one audio from Gabe, and then we have another piece of feedback from Anthony too on email, which I'll grab. But love when you ask questions. We'll answer anything that you want. Don't hesitate to ask. That's all we're here for. We want to make sure that you are successful, whether you are already in your own business or haven't even started, or you're just thinking about stuff, or if you just want to talk about being a dad or talking about anything like that, that's cool too. So, but we just love to hear your voice. Easiest way is, if you have a smartphone, is to do what Gabe did, and you're going to hear how awesome it sounds. He just took his smartphone and sent us an audio memo. He recorded the memo and forwarded it to me via email, dean@prosulum.com, or you can go to Online Empire Academy and go to the contact page and send it to us via that. Doesn't matter, but you need to hear this. So this is from Gabe, piece of voicemail from Gabe from New Mexico, asking a really good question about Amazon.
Hi, Dean. My question for you guys is, I was wondering if you had a lot of luck with adding new items on Amazon, like, you know, items that haven't been on there before. So you might go out and grab something that's never been on Amazon and then get your own UPC barcode for it. Do you guys do that a lot? Do you find it to be something that's worth doing? Because I know that some of the UPCs can be kind of expensive, you know, if you don't do that a lot. But I just wanted to see if it was worth it, or if you just stick with items that are already listed on Amazon. Thank you.
Awesome, Gabe. Thanks for that question, man. That's awesome. So you want to answer that? You want to answer that? You're kind of the king of adding new things. I've done once or twice, maybe three times, but you're kind of the king of that. You do that way more than I do. So
yeah, let me give a little background first. So in case you're a brand new listener and you have no idea what we're talking about at all or what our podcast is about, we're real dads who make real income online. One of the ways that we do it, and what we believe as of right now of this recording, gosh, what month is it?
April.
Thanks. April 2nd, 2013, we believe the best way to make money online is to sell physical products on Amazon. And what Gabe was asking was about bringing products to market. So I make my full-time living online or on Amazon, and Dean sells a good amount on Amazon too. And one strategy about getting products to sell on Amazon is actually to walk into retail stores or thrift stores, grab a product, and then actually put it on the Amazon marketplace. We teach a lot about that in our Online Empire Academy. So if you want to check out Online Empire Academy, or if this is something that you're interested in, you're going to want to go to onlineempireacademy.com. But basically what he's asking is, can I grab a product that is currently not on Amazon and put it on Amazon and make money? The answer to that question is very simply yes, but there's always a but. You have to be doing it with name brand items. So if you go to your local, you know, 99 cent store and you find like the super cheap China knockoff toy soldiers, those are going to not sell at all. They're going to sit there forever. But if you go to a thrift store or a discount store and you find a KitchenAid blender that is purple, that is not currently on Amazon, and you can get it for $30, and all the other blenders that are similar to it are selling for $140, then yes, that's a perfect name brand item that you can bring to the market. And it's going to sell, and here's why it's going to sell, because it has a name brand. Any item that you're bringing onto Amazon, you want it to have a name brand, ideally, because it's very strong. It has very strong search engine results inside of Amazon, and it kind of does the marketing for you, where you don't want to typically buy products and then have to drive traffic to them inside of Amazon. Mm-hmm. That's for manufacturing and private label products. But he's talking more like, can I walk into a retail store, find a product that's not currently on Amazon, and list it on Amazon? Mm-hmm. Yes, you most definitely can. It's very profitable. Takes a little bit of work. It's not super fast right away, but definitely some money to be made in that.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good point. One of the. I mean, the great thing about that is, if there's no listing, there's no competition, at least in the beginning. One of the cons would be that after a while, people who are scanning and doing the same thing that you are, they're gonna eventually scan that purple blender or whatever it is, and they're gonna say, "Oh, cool, they do have a listing on there. They were too lazy to actually list it, put it on there themselves, and they're gonna scan that and see that." All they have to do is buy it and send it. Eventually, you're going to have competition, correct?
Yes. Yes, you will. I typically do it with stuff that I can get in a little bit more volume, too, because you have to spend some more time setting the product up on Amazon. So if I don't do it for one-off products, meaning products I only have one of, I do it for products that I can get 10, 20, 30 of. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That way I can keep replenishing in because I did the work up front.
Cool. And then by the time any competitions come, you've already sold
all of I've made stuff. A good amount of money.
Love it. That's cool. That makes sense. Well, cool. So yeah, hopefully, Gabe, that answers your question. It was actually a very good question. And it takes a little bit more work, but if you do it the right way, it can definitely be profitable. So that being said, let's go to the next one. So the next one actually says, "Hey, Brett or Dean." I like how I'm an or. You're always the. I have a question about web development. Where can I outsource some work on my web page with people that I can trust and possibly find virtual assistants? Thanks for all you do, Anthony. So since I'm the or, go ahead and answer that, man.
Well, Dean, from all my vast experience of web development, kidding. Man, this one's all you.
Sweet. Vindicated.
Yeah.
Cool. No, that's a great question. This particular question is an it depends question. It depends on, because work on my web page can mean a whole lot of different things. For those of you who don't know, my primary business has to do with web development. I create WordPress plugins. I have a virtual assistant who is awesome, and we're going to be creating some more plugins very soon, and very excited about that. In fact, one plugin is going to help us, Brett, in our business.
How much do I get paid?
No, just kidding. we're going to be creating more plugins. We also do web development, things like that, in the past. And so I love this question, but the thing about it is it's kind of, it depends. So if it means just doing small little things on your web page, if you just need someone to edit stuff for you, as opposed to actually going full blown and giving you like a membership site or doing things where you're tracking customers and all this other stuff. If it's just small edits, personally, I would probably go with something like Odesk or Elance. because the main reason being, if you haven't heard me talk about virtual assistants at all in the overseas virtual assistants, specifically in the Philippines, at all in the past, you would know that I only hire full-time Filipino virtual assistants, and it doesn't have to be from the Philippines. It could be other places too as well, but generally that's where I hire. But I only hire full-time because of a number of reasons. And so and the main reason is they make me money. And so someone who's just going to be working on my web page doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be making me money. So so in your particular instance, I probably wouldn't go with someone who's full-time. I would just go to Odesk, Elance. They have some protections there. Go with people who are high-rated, who have a lot of jobs already done, a lot of hours already done. You can generally trust them with you can create a username, password if you're using WordPress and so on, and trust them to do some administrative work. The reason I'm not saying to go full time with someone is because what happens is, if they're not making you money at all, eventually you're going to say to yourself, well, I can do this. I did this in the beginning. I it's saving me time and it's doing some cool stuff, but do I really need my website to look good or to do this or that? Nah, I got by with it before and so on. But if they're making you money, if they are doing something with your website to where you're capturing leads or you are getting more visits for some reason, whatever they did, you're creating a membership site and they're helping you to do some awesome things with a membership site and helping you to do payment gateways, things like that, where you see revenue from it, you see a difference coming from it, then you're going to be like, holy, let's keep going with this. This is awesome. I'm making 10 times more than I made before. I'm just going to keep on going. Like, for example, like with my virtual assistant, I mean, we make money together and you know, honestly, there has never, ever, 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 ever been a time where I've been like, I've done this before. I don't really need him. No, in fact, it's quite the opposite. I love working with him because we make money together. And so this particular question is an it depends question. If it's something that's very quick, that you just need help on, go to Elance, Odesk. In fact, you can probably even go to Fiverr.com, pay someone $5 to do what you need them to do. Make sure they've done a lot of jobs and are high rated and so on. But if it's something long term where you're making money, like easyoutsource.com, go hire someone from there for free. It's a very broad question, broad general question. But I hope that makes sense. Yeah. Does it make sense, Brett?
Oh yeah. Sorry, I couldn't hear you, man.
You can't hear me? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I just got you. Okay. Yeah, man. I mean, that answer, if I had that same question, I totally get it. There's kind of a simple solution, a more long term solution, and you always gotta be figuring out what fits your business.
Exactly. Exactly. Cool. So, Brett, you know, you're an entrepreneur, man. You're living the dream life. You are, I'm pretty sure you sip pina coladas for 12 hours a day on the beach over in, Huntington Beach, Bolsa Chica Beach, Sunset Beach over here. And why does owning your business suck? It couldn't possibly be that bad.
You know, the thing is, we probably wouldn't have put like that harsh of a title. It just sounds cooler and gets people to want to listen.
Yeah.
I would definitely change it to, you know, why owning your business is a constant challenge. Here's why. Here's some of the let me start with this. If someone is not telling you the negatives of the business, run away from them. Don't even listen to them, because there are negatives to every business. There are hardships to every business. I know that for a fact. I mean, Dean and I have done every business under the sun pretty much now. So we could tell you negatives for every business. There is not one business where it's this nice turnkey, you know, set it up, your traffic's going to come, and then, you know, collect your reoccurring income every month. Mm-hmm. Even on reoccurring income every month, Dean stresses about that too.
Oh, you know? Totally.
So there's not this, you know, easy solution. So anyways, I hear all the time now, because it's cool. It's really a blessing, actually. I get people ask me what I think of something, you know, some product out there or maybe a potential business. And I just love being able to give my honest feedback to save them some time and heartache in pursuing it. So anyways, just want to put that out there. Some negatives when it comes to owning your own business is you own the business. So there is no, you know, it's your time off, really. It doesn't ever really stop because you're at the top of it. You're at the top of the food chain, which means you have to keep everything running. Now, I get it. You put things in place so that, and I'm doing it too, so that your business can run without you. Mm-hmm. Totally get that. But guess what? You always have to be on top of what's going on with your business. You can't just like be like, yeah, I'll check up on everything in like a month. I'm sure it'll be fine. it's just you, and maybe it comes down to wanting. I really do want to be the best at everything that I do, and so part of that is you have to dedicate so much time to your business. And you know, Dean and I now have pretty much three main businesses going.
Yep.
And to do that, you know, you're talking lots of hours during the day. And so one of the biggest negatives to owning your own business is the dedication of time to it. You know, once I get done with everything during the day, I had to do tax stuff, you know, at the end of the day. Like, it doesn't ever really stop. There's always something that you have to be doing. Honestly, you have to train yourself to draw a line and say, okay, I'm done for now. Even though there's 20 other things that I have to do, I have to spend some time with my family now.
Yep.
And I know Dean feels the same pain of that. But I think something that I didn't realize was just the time commitment that comes to owning your own business and trying to grow it and making sure your customers are happy and making sure that you're, you know, doing what's healthy for your business and finding out what the current regulations are and finding out, you know, where you can put your money, how to manage your money, how to report. I mean, there's just so much that comes along with it. I want you, the listener, to understand that it's a challenge. Owning your own business is the greatest freedom, but it's also a humongous challenge that it ends up being one of the greatest feelings overcoming the challenges. But at the same time, if you're not prepared for those challenges, you're going to be the person who writes us these emails all the time that says, oh, this wasn't for me. You know?
Totally.
And it's like, wait, what wasn't for you? The fact that it was hard?
Mm-hmm.
Or the fact that it was challenging, or the fact that it was real work. Don't be one of those people. I think you, the listener, you're gonna be one of those people who want to work hard, who are gonna put in the time, who are gonna work a full time job, and then come home and put the hours in for an Amazon business or put the whatever business you're gonna do. You know, moonlighting. It's just you gotta hustle, and that's probably. If I had to sum up the negatives of owning your own business, you gotta hustle.
Yep.
There's just no way around it. Because if you're not hustling, someone like me or someone like you, Dean, or even like someone like – I just talked to Dwayne today, who's part of our academy.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's out just hustling, man.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love that.
That
you know?
He's insane, man.
He's hungry. He's super hungry. And if you're not out trying to out-compete a Dwayne, guess what? He's going to come crush you. You know, he will eventually – he will crush your business because he is going to figure out a way to outdo you. And so it keeps me motivated too. So that's one of the bigger positives of business is it's just you can if you're that type of person who likes to constantly push yourself, it's the perfect scenario. There are no limits to what you can do, but at the same time, there's really not a lot of room to breathe. Mm-hmm. So that's a realistic view of owning your own business.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I completely agree, and I'm coming from a different spectrum of things where, I mean, Brett's completely on his own. The last 3 months I've actually been on leave from work, from my full-time job, because I have to earn a lot of money to be able to, do my own, business. And that is just not where I'm at right now, unfortunately. And fortunately as well, because the cool thing is I have a very diverse portfolio of stuff, and you know, as it grows, it's pretty much going to be very stable. But that's, I completely agree with you in all those aspects. I honestly get so angry, and you know, not angry, but just like, I have no sympathy for people who, and I get it all the time. Those emails, like you said, especially in our academy, where they say, you know, this wasn't for me, or they'll say, you know, this, I'm not getting what I expected, and blah, blah, blah. And the funny thing is, I built the back end of the entire academy curriculum, so I see everything that these people do. And I can tell you right away, these are the people who don't interact at all. They don't participate at all. They don't do any of the work at all. And it's almost a given. I know exactly at what point in the curriculum they will actually ask for a refund, because it's really the point where I kick him in the butt. I'm like, hey, you need to do this. You have 5 days to do this, or you're not going to see any results whatsoever, because you have done nothing. And so I think the hardest part of owning your own business is actually before you own your own business, because a lot of people think that they see, and I don't mean to throw names, they see the Tim Ferrisses out there. They see the people that are supposedly living the 4-hour work week, and they say, wow, you know what? All I have to do is have this great idea and write a book or do this and that, and then I don't have to do anything whatsoever. But, you know, honestly, how many Tim Ferrisses are there out there? Not very many.
And the truth is, he's hustling his butt off.
Totally.
On the back end to promote his stuff.
Oh, totally. Exactly. You know? Exactly. No, you're totally right. He's speaking all over the place. In fact, I got to see him not too long ago. He's doing television shows. He's doing he's writing books. Who do you think writes the books? I mean, he might even just ghostwrite it or have a ghostwriter do it, but he still has to put in the work ahead of time for that. But on my end, the big thing about owning a business that really sucks is most people who are starting their own business is coming from the full time. They're in a full time job already, and so you're essentially getting to you're adding a second or third job to your week. No more TV. No more, which actually isn't a bad thing. seriously, no more, you know, lounging about, no, everything. As soon as you get off your full-time job, like, let me give you an example of what I do when I come off my full-time job. So as soon as I get off my full-time job around 3:45, 4:30, depending on when I go in, I immediately go and head to 3 or 4, thrift stores on my way home that I know I already have a set path. Go run in, find all my new stuff, scan it, get it into my car, go to the next thrift store, in and out 15 minutes. Go to the next thrift store, boom, 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 in and out 15 minutes. Go to the next thrift store, in and out 15 minutes. But and then I'm in time to get home to play with my 4 children, just play with them for a little while. My kids love Uno. All my 2 oldest girls, we play Uno all day long. And
that's awesome,
yeah, man. It's totally awesome. We were playing at Mario's restaurant not too long ago. People were looking at us like, are they playing Uno? but they yell too. They're like, Uno. And so we'll play Uno, we'll play whatever. Then it's bedtime. Okay, bedtime comes around 7:30. I have an hour. That's when that's when I'm starting to like kind of get anxious after after a while, because I know that as soon as bedtime's over, I need to get some work done on other things, on niche sites, on niche things, on answering customer service stuff on my my plugin stuff, which isn't that bad. Usually it's only like 10 minutes if that, and not always every day. And then handling stuff on the academy. And then so by 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm done. I'm like, I'm done. and that happens every day. So from 6:30 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night, it is just nonstop. So that's the negative. But the positive is, it's so cool when you see people like in our academy who are kicking butt. People that come to mind: Tom, Susan, Joyce. She's doing pretty well, even though she's been kind of ill lately. Steve, who's been killing it, he's been doing really well. Dwayne, he's pretty much the king of the newbies. And then we have a whole bunch of other people that have just been doing amazing stuff. To see that, and then to see stuff from my, see PayPal payments coming in from my plugins and things like that. It can't beat that. I mean, that is, if I worked as hard as I did doing this side business stuff, worked that hard at my work, what would I get at my full-time job? I would have gotten, here's some, pride points or whatever, where you 100, you get 100 pride points, which equals about $100. Oh, good job, Dean. Great. And then maybe a little pat on the back, a little certificate, and great. But no, now I make a couple thousand dollars a month, just off of one of my little businesses. And it's pretty amazing. That's a pretty amazing feeling when you see that.
No, I think those are two great, my story and then your story are very realistic views of being an entrepreneur. Gosh, I just got an email. I had to be yesterday, and I almost just responded, "Don't email me again." Like, I couldn't believe the email. It was something like, "Hey, this is so and so. I heard about your Amazon business. Hey, I just want to know how to start a six-figure Amazon business. I don't want to spend time, going to stores and figuring it out. I just want to find products that I could replenish and that I can scale so that I could, have a six-figure Amazon business." And I'm kind of like, "Oh, well, yeah, I'll answer that back in the email real quick. Let me put together that email for you, because that's totally how easy it is to start an online business." Because the thing is, like, I don't want that person in the academy, because they're either just going to quit and waste some time for us up front.
Yep.
Or they're going to be like the total drags who say, "Oh, this doesn't work," or "Gosh, there's too much competition." And so I guess for you, the listener, please don't be that person. Please. Look at Dean. Dean's working tirelessly. Right now it's 9:30. I have been up since, 6:30 doing work. If anyone is trying to paint it as this perfect picture of owning your own business, everything gets a little bit easier, it is a hustle. It is a constant challenge. It's amazing. Don't get me wrong. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing. Just like Dean's saying, that freedom of the more work you put in, the more you benefit. That feeling is unlike anything else. I can never imagine going away from it now. But it is not for the weak at heart. It is not for the people who are not ready to hustle. So if you're ready to hustle, if you're ready to get going on this and learn from people who are currently doing it, I really encourage you, to check out the Online Empire Academy. Shoot Dean and I an email. Please don't ask me the simple way to start a six-figure business because I probably just won't respond. But yeah, if you have any questions, we really, really, really do want to help you. If you hear some of the testimonials that we get, it's usually like, thank you for being honest. Thank you for teaching us how to really make money. Thank you for not just putting out another thing that is, you know, simple ways to make money. We do coaching calls. We do one-on-one stuff with our Academy members just because we know how challenging and how unique everyone's situation is. And if that interests you, really encourage you to check out Online Empire Academy.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a place for hard workers. In fact, we have a couple of people who, I mean, you know, a lot of people have excuses, but we have a lot of people who like have health issues like big time, and they're still going out there and still doing it and still being successful at it. And so we have one guy who he had another business too as well, but I want to say he has 9 kids, and that's that. And with that, he's able to be successful with it. So, I mean, if you have excuses and you don't want to work and you don't want, I mean, no matter what business you're in, you're going to work. This particular, you know, Amazon is very easy to start. But it still requires a lot of work up front. But you know, it works. I can't really say anything else about it. I would, even me, you know me, Brett, I didn't even want to really do it in the beginning. And it took months and months and months of you telling me what you did to finally go, oh, okay, I'll give it a try. And and now it's like, yeah, it's like, why didn't I do that before? So,
right.
So yeah, definitely check out the Academy, but seriously, do not, I mean, you actually honestly waste my, you waste not only Brett's time, but you waste your own time and you waste my time. If you're not going to be serious about it. So, you do get, we did make a pretty rigorous curriculum. If you do not do stuff in the curriculum, we do kick you in the butt to keep going and to move and to move and to move and to move. And, you know, if you're not able to do that, if you're not, willing to do that, please do not sign up. You are wasting a lot of people's time. But on a positive note, it's really great. I need to put a lot of our testimonials. I haven't put them up there, but I need to put a bunch of our testimonials up there. It's really cool to see people who are actually being really, really, you know, life-changing, having life-changing events with it. So, all right, man. Anything else?
You know, I just, in talking about business, I was just thinking when I first started surfing, which I love now, it's, you know, kind of my outlet. I'd see these like super ripped tan guys just easily paddling out on a wave and dropping in and doing these moves that I was kind of like, oh, I could do that. I skate a little bit and I got it. No problem. I nearly drowned like the first 10 times that I went out, because the part that you don't see is all their training, all the times that they've fallen, all the times that they've paddled for hours. There's so much work done behind the scenes, and all we see in business is kind of the snapshot of success. And I think we assume that is all there really is to business. But the majority of it, and the people who win in the end, are the people who hustle in the background and are out and out competing each other.
Yep.
and working harder than the next person. And some people who make business look so easy, it's because they have so much experience that they've either already encountered that problem, you know, dealt with that situation, but they probably have more hours put into business than we could ever imagine. So I just want to encourage you that, you know, it is the best feeling in the world to have your own business. And I'm speaking from experience. And I know Dean speaks from that experience too. But be ready to hustle, because, man, I'm getting emails from Anne, who's part of our academy. Mm-hmm. And she's telling me, like, she's going, I just went to Savers and I got this, and I'm going to do this and this and this. And, you know, it's getting me pumped up. I'm like, oh, crap, man, tomorrow I got to send a couple people out, a couple more people out to keep up with Anne over here. I don't want her to, overtake me.
No, but that's funny, because I was thinking the same thing. I was, she's like, yeah, I got a whole basket full of stuff, like a whole cart full of stuff for $49 or whatever that I'm going to sell. I'm like, dude, I've never gotten that much. Man, she's totally going to outmode me. This is crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love having her as part of the academy. And anyways, for you, the listener, that is, that's what you need to get ahead. You need to out hustle. And Anne's a perfect example of that.
Love it. Love it. Cool. Well, that is the end of the show, everybody. If you have any questions at all, no matter what it is, it can be anything that you want, we will answer it. You can very easily go to the Online Empire Academy and go to the Contact Us page or the Contact tab up there, and just shoot us an email. You can shoot us an email with a voice memo. That'd be totally cool. Or you can even call 714-643-5301. And that's our Google Voice line, and leave a Google Voice there. Either way, whatever is easiest for you, or just shoot us an email and we'll answer just like we did with Anthony. For us, we have, we love to help others to succeed, and, don't hesitate. You can send us feedback every single day. In fact, Gabe sent 3 pieces of feedback. So you're going to be hearing Gabe this time, next time, and the time after that. So don't even worry about, you can ask us 12 different things and we will spread them out and answer all of your questions. But by the time the 12th one comes around, you'll probably be around 27 years older. But we will answer it, I promise. But yeah, don't hesitate to leave us some feedback. It helps us. It helps you. Helps us to help you, especially. And we love it. So anything else, my man?
Nope. Take care and take action.
All right. Have a great one.